You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Setting the captives free. So, as you prepare to get blessed, remember. Believe you will be. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net, and that's the website you go to connect with us. And you'll be blessed. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with God. Jesus is Lord. And if we just finish a powerful Thanksgiving Day where God is really moving in the hearts of people. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner in our church. A lot of people came, and we had a great time to fellowship. And we give God glory. And the next day, we had a service. You know, in the atmosphere of his presence, and our people were able to spend time with their family. So we give God glory for that. Jesus is Lord and is coming back soon. So this is a time when you're with your family and friends, and this is a time to give thanks to God and reflect on his goodness. You have something to give thanks to God for. He has been good to you throughout the year. Even as you spend time with your family, share with them about Jesus. Because Jesus is the Savior of mankind, you know. And once you share with them about Jesus, they will receive him. They will be saved. And that's where life comes. So when we give our life to Jesus, the Lord is able to move in our heart and is able to move in our soul and is able to give us the desires of our heart. So connect with the Lord and he's going to bless you. I bless the Lord and his praise will continue within my heart 24/7. So our duty as believers is to bless the Lord. When we bless him, he will be glorified. So we're going to hear some powerful testimonies to bring glory to God. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-8 for prayer.
Amen. I just want to give God all the glory. He has done a lot for me and my family. For about 2 years, I was asking God to bless me and my family with a house. And it was something that I really desired. I wanted to raise my children with a backyard. I want to raise my children with something that's ours. And I was just tired. Me and my husband were just tired of renting. So I believed I was sitting down at a New Year's service. And I remember Apostle calling out a seed. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to place this seed. I'm going to plant it in the ground and I'm going to believe that God is going to bless me with a house. So I took that seed, I planted it, and as I was walking back, Apostle called me back forward. He said, did you ask God for a house? It blew my mind away. I mean, it was amazing how God heard me. Sometimes you think God's not going to hear you, but he does. He heard my cry, and Apostle prayed for me and my husband, and I'm going to tell you, God took that seed, it got watered, it grew, because we got blessed with a two-story home and in one of the best neighborhoods that you can possibly imagine, with gated community. I mean, all of it, everything that I asked God for, he gave it to us, and I give God praise and the glory for it.
Praise the Lord for that powerful testimony. You know, when she came to the service, And we were in the glory, and God is moving powerfully. The Lord prophetically revealed to me what she wanted, and I had to release it because God reveals to redeem. God knows our need, and He wants to supply all our need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So if you have a need in your life, never think that your need is bigger than God. God is bigger than your need, and He will supply your need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So you can have a testimony and enjoy. So during the Thanksgiving, remember to give thanks to God, for the Lord is good. This is Thanksgiving weekend, and His mercy endures forever. And you can have a testimony too, because God wants to be glorified in your life, and He does the things for His glory. Call for prayer, 561-337-9081. We want to encourage you. Some of you are going through hard times during this time, and it's hard on you because maybe you have nobody to fellowship with or to talk to. Remember, the Lord is in control, and everything will be all right in Jesus' name. Let's see another testimony.
Wow. I had a dream one night where I guess I was in a hair studio getting my hair done, and this lady came up to me and grabbed my hair and just started cutting it. She was just cutting and cutting, and I'm sitting here in the dream like, what are you doing? Oh my gosh, my hair. And I'm freaking out, trying to figure out what's happening. I woke up and I'm like, okay, maybe it's just a bad dream. Let me shake it off. That same week, I was brushing my hair, and you just see clumps falling. And for me, I love my hair. It's been something that I've always loved, always desired. I've always wanted long hair. I didn't really have it. I had good hair, but it wasn't the length that I truly desired. And when I saw all my hair falling off, I was devastated. And I went to the man of God, and I explained to him my dream, and I told him what's happening, and I'm in tears, and he says, don't worry, I'm gonna pray for you. God's gonna give you, He's gonna give it to you. He's gonna restore what you lost and give it to you better. And I said, I believe and I receive it. It was amazing to me because it's like, I can't even put a time frame. Everyone around me noticed how fast my hair was growing, how fast. He even prophesied the length that it was gonna be. And I give God praise because now it's the length that it's supposed to be. I'm blown away. Every day I look at it and I glorify God for it.
Hold on. You see, that is supernatural hair. Someone say amen. Supernatural hair. It's miracles like this that bless my heart. Because you see, hair is a glory of a woman. If your hair is being cut off by a witchcraft attack and being destroyed by some wickedness, she had a dream about it. She began to lose her hair. And I prayed and prophesied on her. And she's testifying about the goodness of the Lord. No woman wants to be bald head and have no hair. Hair is a glory of a woman. And she's sharing that. We give God glory for the powerful testimony, because it's an amazing thing that God can do for His glory when we trust Him. Hallelujah. Believe God. Hair is the glory of a woman. Someone say amen. How many of you want some supernatural hair? Amen. So you don't have to import it from India. You can get it from heaven. Someone say hallelujah. While you were testifying, the Lord whispered in my heart, tell her to sing that song. It's all about you, Jesus. Sing it.
It's all about you, Jesus. And all this is for you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for this day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. The best is yet to come. For prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. Once again, for prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. The prayer line is open now, and we're going to take your prayer request and God answers prayer. You can also go to the website www.powerevangelism.net, and we're going to hear some powerful testimonies of what God is doing. And let this testimonies build your faith in Jesus' name.
Respond to your cry if it's a cry of faith. Word of God comes to release faith in you.
My other blessing. He came about 8 months ago. Beautiful baby boy, healthy. You know, very happy baby. You know, Apostle prophesied this too. In Georgia.
Lord, it's so heavy on this young lady. Very powerful, very powerful. Lord, 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 dimensions increase right now. Call creative miracles to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Remosunde maha yishi hinda hakutoro suto huya makatara. Rosi prokotoshi prokotoshi brahata. Resa hoshi hinda hakutoshi prestanta. Isinda hakushi hinda hakutoshi bahasakito suto hoshi brahata. Recentity seemed to have seemed to remesinti shito sem hakiti yikutusem brahinte toshite yehutusi hahite siyantosuti hita senta yikutosita. Cause it to pass, Lord.
You know, Apostle prophesied this too in Georgia a year and a half ago. He spoke, I see God depositing a baby boy into your womb. And 3 months later, Dieta got pregnant, and we knew it was a boy.
In the mighty name of Jesus, holy, 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 lupus, hear me now. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Now take a sip of this water. God's begin to work on her. He's going to fix that lupus, remove it totally from your system. Your body is going to respond to the... Oh my goodness. Yes. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Lupus, make your body begin fighting itself. As you drink the water, your system is changing. Your body is not going to fight itself anymore. It's just going to now, because you're a temple of the Holy Ghost, you're not a temple of lupus. It's not going to fight itself anymore. No more. God is changing. There's someone here. The doctor gave you a wrong prescription, and then they changed it. It left an effect on you. I don't use the word misdiagnosis, but the wrong Ghost action. Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's coming. 3 days ago, that you received a phone call, and you can't hear on this side. And the phone call, I give you praise, Jesus. Do you see how wicked the devil is? Come out, you foul spirit. You hear me? You heard what I said. This is not your place. This woman is not your place. It's living. 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 Come on. Come on. That's the glory. That's the glory of God. That's the glory. I sing praises to
you.
What's your name?
There's no other name like your name.
Regantia.
I love your name. Oh Lord.
Regantia. Close the ear that could not hear. She speaks English. Can you hear me now? Say one. Give me his hand ready. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
I can hear.
I
Jesus, I can hear. Jesus, I can hear. Jesus, I can hear. Jesus!
Come on, rise up on your feet and worship God. Rise up on your feet. Come on, church. That's a miracle happening in front of your eyes.
Somebody, you came in this room with a hearing problem on the left side of your ear. God is going to fix that right now in Jesus' name. Your hearing is going to get 100% totally.
Amen. Let's pray.
Father, I thank you and I bless you because in the glory realm, there is no roadblock. There is no spiritual roadblock. Let your angels walk on this altar right now. One by one, Jesus, fix their ear in Jesus' name. You're going to repeat what I'm saying in the name of Jesus.
Studio. That's a part of God in the service happening live. That's a highlight from the service.
And heal.
Amen.
Right. That's your name. And heal.
Deaf ears right now. God is opening deaf ears. That's what's happening in the background. You can hear people clapping their hands because these people came deaf in their ear. And God has opened their ears.
Dalia needs a miracle.
Dalia besoin miracle.
In her back.
Yes.
I ask you to do it for her. Remove the pain out of her back. So you can be glorified through her testimony.
In Jesus' name.
No, Jesus.
Be touched and be delivered and be set free right now.
Délivré, libéré.
In Jesus' name.
Non, Jésus.
Now begin to walk.
Cha 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 cha.
Whatever. Turn around.
That's the Lord.
Wait.
Opening a blind eye. Jesus opens blind eyes.
Okay. So what's wrong with her eyes?
She can't see one eye.
She can't see the left eye? Which one?
Jesus is going to open it.
Her left eyes, she can see.
Yeah.
She can see here. Close.
Okay, fermez ça.
Hallelujah. Open the eye.
See who come see where.
Look at me now.
Got him gunya, got him.
See me.
When?
See me.
When?
See me.
When?
Look at me.
Got him.
Prophetic declaration.
Look at me now.
Got him.
See.
Begin
to see.
Come see where.
Begin to see.
Come see where.
Begin to see.
Come see where.
She see me, yeah. God open the eye.
Bon Dieu, mes yeux.
Miracles still happen. Jesus is Lord.
Get up and dance with us.
Come see where you dance. You let see.
Copy.
The Lord opens blind eyes.
She see me glory. Blue pants.
Glory to Jesus.
What did God do for your mom after she sowed seed in the ministry? Tell us about it.
My mother began to sow seed. She saw
the glory in this, you know, in the crusades and what God had done in my life through this ministry. She began to sow in, you know, into the ministry. And she bought a brand new car in 2008 for like $18,000. And God laid upon the heart of the owner of her company, said, I want to bless your mother. She called me up one day and said, I want to bless your mother. I want to write a check right now and pay off the car.
How much?
$18,000.
$18,000. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say $18,000. Not 18 cents. $18,000.
Glory to Jesus.
Did you say $18,000?
$18,000.
God bless you. Tell us, brother. Hallelujah. How much did God cancel in your school student loan?
$18,983 this month.
Glory to Jesus. How much did God cancel on your mortgage debt?
$208,000.
$208,000. God bless you. Hallelujah. How much did God cancel in your student loan?
Just over $37,000.
God be the glory for those powerful testimonies.
Say, I need that. I need that. Say, I want it. I want it. Somebody say hallelujah. You want a car? God pays it off. You want a house? He pays it off. Student loan paid off. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it.
I want everyone with a kidney problem, come stand right here. Kidney problem. I command those nachos in your lungs to go in the name of Jesus. And I command your tooth to be healed. So I believe and I receive it. It is done. Your blood is clear. In Jesus' name. Hip problem for 10 years, no more.
Receive your miracle. There is no distance in the spirit.
A cyst. Oh my goodness. I didn't know that. She has a little cyst on her chest.
To God be the glory.
On your right side, guess what? I don't have to read your medical report. When I'm in the spirit, God shows me where the problem is. I never met this woman before. I didn't know she had a cyst on her breast. God saw it. God's gonna destroy it right
Father,
now.
Father, I thank you
and I bless you because you're removing this cyst off her. Stretch your hands. A miracle is happening right now. Now talk to me. What does that do? What's a cyst?
It's not cancer. It's just a growth that she has on her breath.
They don't know what it is. All right, God is going to remove it. Whatever it is, God is going to remove it. He's going to dissolve it. I see her checking herself and she can't find it. And she said, I don't feel it.
That's
no more.
That's a prophetic declaration.
Lord, dissolve this cyst right now. In the name of Jesus.
Her and she's free of the cyst, and I want to give God praise for that because they gave me the testimony.
To God
so how did they recognize you from the crusade? That God healed him from his. Now listen to this. You have to have a positive mindset.
It's the Lord that does those miracles. She came with a cyst, and by word of knowledge, I was able to call it out and then prayed for her, and the Lord removed it. When she went to the hospital to check, they couldn't find the cyst. And she ran into one of the ladies that's ushers, and she gave her a testimony because when we do these crusades, we open up the, you know, the event center for anybody to come in these crusades. You don't have to be a church member to come to the crusade. You don't have to be in our denomination. You don't have to be in our whatever you want to call it. Anybody can come because Jesus died for everyone. Jesus didn't just die for the Baptist or the Methodist or the charismatic or the Catholics or whatever. He died for everyone. So we open up the room for anyone to come. And these people look like it was the first time to be in this kind of meeting where God is moving. Never seen anything like this. And God gave me a word of knowledge about a cyst on a breast, and I called it out and prayed for her, and the Lord dissolved it. And when she went back to the doctors, they couldn't find it. We give God glory because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can call for prayer 561-337-9018. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible. You know, the Lord answers prayer. We're going to be having a powerful crusade in West Palm Beach. I'm going to be giving you the dates very soon. If you're on our email list, you're going to get notified. Then I'll be giving the dates on air next week here. But don't miss that. We're going to be doing a citywide crusade. Don't miss it. Because these magnificent meetings, the glory is so thick and amazing what God can do. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in his word, ask, it shall be given to you. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened for you. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible with our God when we believe. Our website is www.evangelism.net, and you can go to the website at any time and check it out. And I'll be back after this message. Lord, hallelujah, we're back again. 561-337-908 is a prayer line you can call. Jesus is Lord and he answers prayer. Guess what? The best is yet to come and nothing is impossible. I want to speak to those that are encouraged to feel like giving up. Don't make the mistake. Don't give up, because God will fight for you. He will see you through. Delay does not mean denial. The devil is a liar. Delay does not mean denial. The devil is a liar. Just because you have not seen it, it doesn't mean God ain't gonna do it. And just because the enemy told you that you're going through difficult times, it doesn't mean that you are going through difficult times. The devil is a liar. Greater is he that is in thee, in you, than he that is in this world. So put your trust in the Lord and faith in him, and he will bless you. The blessings of God make rich in the earth. So we hear testimonies of the power of God. God is healing the sick and setting captives free today, just like he did 2,000 years ago. Why? Because he is Lord and he answers prayer. And I'm about to share the word of God. So I believe that you're going to be blessed because Jesus is on the throne. And as I said yesterday, get your Bibles ready. I'm about to take you to the word. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. To you, God be the glory. The Bible say in the book of Psalm 110, the Lord saith, The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter rule in the midst of your foes. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day you lead your host upon the holy mountains. God is a God of war, and He wants you to stand on His promises and fight back. Are you going through some distress? Is your mind under attack? Is your family under attack? Is your faith under attack? Are you going through some heartbreaking situations in your life that make you feel like you're abandoned and you're alone? God has promised victory. You see, the blessing of God is so powerful that it makes rich and adds no sorrow. The enemy is the one that causes depression to come. Why is a lot of Christians today, you know, thank God if you're in Christ, you've overcome, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. But if you're not in Jesus, you can get to know Christ today as I share the word of God. So the battles you're facing, these are skirmishes. It's like a pockets of resistance that are erupting in life. But the war has been won. The name of Jesus has been exalted above every name. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. God has exalted the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is above every name. When you read the scripture and you think that maybe God is only talking about the victory that will manifest upon the return of Jesus, it starts now. Everything must be brought under alignment. So whatever is trying to block God's purposes and plans and intentions for His kingdom, for your life, God is going to deal with. And how's God going to deal with the things? He is operating from the realm of authority. You see, we've been given a name, the name of Jesus, upon which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. You don't understand that the Lord triumphantly defeated Satan 2,000 years ago. Last week we had a very powerful resurrection service. We understand that when we talk about resurrection, we're not only talking about an event that is remembered because it's what Christians identify themselves with. No, we're talking about an event or an experience that shook the earth to the core. Shook the heavens to the core. The coming of Jesus Christ on earth was not just an earth mission. It was a heaven mission, bringing everything into alignment. What was the intention of the Father sending His Son? To redeem man, to bring redemption upon man. Number two, to remove demons and hell from the position of authority which had been handed to them by the wicked foe, Satan. Watch this. Man handed it to Satan. But how did Satan get it? He enticed the woman. And the woman enticed the man. So he orchestrated the attack from the position of deception. So the battle goes on in the spirit. So what does the enemy come to attack? If he attacks your perception and switches your mind into doubting, then you cannot operate in victory. So, defeating the spirit of witchcraft, defeating the spirit of deception, defeating the spirit of doubt and unbelief begins from the place of surrender. Why is the enemy being exposed? Because it makes you think that God is not in the battle. God is in the battle. You're not alone. If you look at Psalm chapter 36, transgression speaks to the wicked. Deep in his heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are mischief and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. So we understand very well what the enemy is doing. The enemy is embedding into the heart of those that don't believe that their sin will not be found, so they can be able to do things in secret, undetected. That's why they call them the secret societies. That's why they call them the secret societies, and they're hidden into some type of deception. Transgression and sin and wickedness, these work hand in hand. You see, it takes travailing and sobbing an intercession to birth a move of God. And if you study the history in the revivals, Charles Finney, Smith Wigglesworth, these men were sold out to God fully, that their missions and their campaigns transformed entire cities, regions, for the glory of God, because sin encroaches deep in the hearts of men. It blinds them because there is no fear of God. The fear of God opens your eyes. The fear of God brings you to reconciliation with God. But if you don't fear God and you doubt, and you live in unbelief and mischief, there will be total humiliation and embarrassment. You see, God did not send his son here to die in vain. He sent him to redeem man. It took the death of Jesus Christ on the cross to defeat sin. It took the death of Jesus on the cross to defeat iniquity. It took the death of Jesus on the cross to defeat deception. Do you understand that iniquity blindfolds? You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and then, you know, most of the millennial, I don't want to use the word millennial preachers, because some people that are not really millennial preachers still practice that, but I mean, today's, there's a group of ministers that are preaching they call it the user-friendly gospel, which does not confront sin, talk about hell, you know, and that people are looking for fast growth methods to grow a church, enter into an area, you do the demographics, and then you take send out people on the street to find out why don't you go to church. We don't like the cross, take the cross out. We don't like the choir, take the choir out. We don't like long services, make the service 35 minutes, make it entertaining. So now you have social clubs being erupting up everywhere, and they open up today and they have thousands of members, because it's not even really, it's not about Christ, it's just about entertaining people. And coffee breaks and donuts. I mean, you could go get donuts from a gas station. They got a Wawa right there. You know, if we're building a church, it has to be about Christ. If we take Jesus out, we take the cross out, it's not a church. It's just a bunch of sorry people that are gathered to feel sorry for each other. But if we bring the cross in, that's the pathway to deliverance. So we can take the cross out of the gospel. The preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. When did the gospel ever be a gospel without the cross? I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say I'm a follower of Jesus. You know, it's ridiculous that the same mythology and strategy that enemy used on the Grecian Empire, you know, the Persian Empire, you know, when the enemy, the Roman Empire, to come against the cross. You know, because you see, what you see is that through the generations and through the history, the enemies try to distort the preaching of the cross, because that's where there is redemption. The battle has to do with conviction. You know, what brings conviction to sin is the preaching of the cross. When men repent and renounce their sin and turn from the wicked ways, then they find salvation. But you see, sin is a reproach. The Bible says righteousness exalts a nation. So, if you look at Psalm 36, I'm going to read one more time. Transgression speaks to the wicked. So, the wicked have something speaking to them, and they have rejected the Messiah. So, what is speaking to them? Transgression. Deep in his heart, there's a voice that is uttering deception, venom in the heart of the sinner. There's no fear of God before his eyes, for he flatters himself in his own eyes. That his iniquity cannot be found and hated. The words of his mouth are mischief and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. He plots mischief while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He spurns not evil. But listen to what the scripture says in verse 5. Thy steadfast love, O God, extends to the heavens. Thy faithfulness to the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the mountains of God. Thy judgments are like the great deep. Man and beast thou servest, O Lord. You see, the love of God can take men out of the dungeons of sin and death. But how can we get the love of God out to touch people and save them? How can we get the love of God out? We gotta go tell it on the mountain. We gotta go tell it on the mountaintop that Jesus is Lord. Somebody has to proclaim the gospel. This responsibility is not just for preachers. It's for every believer. Preachers cannot do it alone. There's a small fraction of preachers, and the earth is 6 billion plus. It's going to take every believer, every saint, to share their faith. And that's why it's important for you to understand that if you want to see your family born again, your loved ones, give their life to Jesus, you have to intercede for them. You can't intercede for somebody you have not forgiven. You cannot intercede for somebody you offended at. Offense is the bait of Satan, because the wicked act like they don't need God and they're prideful. But if you intercede for them, they shall be saved. I'll be back after this message. 561-337-8. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is Piercing Darkness with Apostle Ali. 561-337-908. Cover prayer. We love the Lord and we are exalting his name. He deserves all praise and deserves all the glory in Jesus' name. Who is Jesus? That's the name that's above every name. You see, the Messiah says, if I'm lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Now, the Lord was lifted up when they crucified him on the cross. Powerful. You see, when he was crucified on the cross, that was sacrifice. He poured out his heart. He poured out his life. He died for our sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. When that manifestation of the cross, that was true love, where he took the penalty, because man was already in sin, so death was the penalty. Jesus took it so man can walk in faith and out of transgression, sin, deception, and death. Witchcraft, deception, poverty, lack, confusion, all things are the package from the devil. What is the package from the Lord? Holiness, salvation, peace, joy. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess her possessions. God has a plan to bring believers to the place of rest, victory, total deliverance. But it begins from the point of receiving Jesus, and then that's where growth comes. So you receive Christ and you begin to grow. And once you grow, you begin to walk in the light. Walk in the light. Walk in the light. Jesus is the light unto salvation. So I believe you're being blessed by the word of God today as I share it. And I encourage you to take that step of faith and step into God's plan and purpose for your life. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life. Yes. You see, even unto this. You see, that's what the scripture says. We know that God wants to give you victory. In Philippians chapter 4, if you look at verse 19, it's a very powerful scripture here. I'm going to read verse 19. Philippians chapter 4. First of all, I'm going to read verse 6. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This is the benefit of being in relationship with Jesus. You can talk to him. You don't have to be anxious. Anxiety is not really healthy for you. So you can walk free from those powers that are trying to cause you to distress. And in verse 19, it says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God will supply your need. So if you have any need in your life, God says he will supply. Why is the Lord going to supply your need? Because that is his nature. Love provides, love protects, love comforts. The Lord cleanses you from your sin, iniquity, and righteousness. Because the righteousness of man is filthy rags. There's nothing you can do in your strength that can earn you salvation. This redemption is a free gift from God. But after you receive salvation, you walk in his ways. After you've received eternal life, now you can begin to function in the faith realm, which is accessed through obedience. As we study the word of God, we see that he says here, you supply your needs. Your need, every need, according to his riches and glory. Why are you anxious? Most people are anxious today because they think that God's not going to come through for them. He's going to leave them in distress and lack. You know, the psalmist says, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen a righteous forsaken, now his seed begging for bread. God will not forsake the righteous. We're going to pray, believe God to supply your need. We're going to pray and believe God to move in your finances, in your health, in your marriage, and make things better for his glory. You know, in Luke chapter 10, the Bible says in verse 19, it's a, this is powerful scripture. We got to stand, we got to activate the scripture here so faith can be released in the atmosphere. The Bible says, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents, scorpions, and scorpions, and of all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. You
you can tread upon serpents, you can tread upon scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When the enemy is attacking, he looks for opportunity, open doors, and walk through those areas where you don't detect or expect. But the authority to trample upon serpent scorpions given by the Lord gives you access to the area where you can begin to defeat those spirits that are accumulating these attacks. So your focus should be on the authority given to you as a child of God, not the battle. Your focus should be on what God is about to do, not what the enemy is doing. Your focus should be on God's promise, not the enemy's imaginations. And you have to understand that victory is given through faith. You know, by faith you receive the manifestation to victory. So I believe the word of God has been inspiring and encouraging. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. I want to invite you into the kingdom of God so you can become born again. The Lord is going to do it for his glory in your life, in Jesus' name. So prepare to give your life to Jesus, because the Lord is here and he answers prayer. Amen. If you want to give your life to Jesus, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. I admit that I was born a sinner. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you for removing my name from the book of death and writing my name in the book of life. I am born again. Jesus, my name. Amen. If you receive Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. Upon his return, you'll be ready. Guess what? This is the best decision you've ever made. Maybe you're driving on a road. Maybe you stumbled on the station while you're surfing through the radio station. Don't touch the dial. This is the best decision you've ever made. What we're doing here is sharing our faith. I'm giving you an invitation to receive Jesus, the decision you make. This program comes to you every week at the same time. You know, you're going to hear powerful testimonies. You're going to hear the true gospel. We don't compromise on the truth here. But I'm going to pray for deliverance so you can have a testimony. And you can email us your praise reports. You can like us on Facebook. You can also follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter. We have all the social networks we can. We also have Snapchat to reach the young people. You can be able to follow us and be able to catch up with what God is doing. We have camp coming up July the 1st through the 6th. If you're interested to go to camp, go to our website, or you can call the prayer line and the ministry line, and somebody will give you information about camp. 561-337-9008. Right now, I'm going to pray for you. If you're sick, place your hand with the feet of pain. And if you're going through financial hardship, place your hand on your wallet or on your purse. So why are you doing that? Because, you know, it's a spiritual act of faith. I'm going to pray right now. Father, thank you and I bless you for those that are under attack in any physical way, sickness, disease. May that be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who have been attacked financially, break that curse of lack and poverty and deliver them. The people that are joining me by way of Facebook, Instagram, that those who are joining me on live on radio, that those who are joining me on internet or watching a rerun, that need a miracle, may you move as the faith is released in their situation, in Jesus' name. Amen. You see, nothing is impossible. Simply say, I believe and I receive. With God, all things are possible. The best is yet to come. God is good. And his mercy endures forever. I'll be back after this.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Now, I want to thank all of you that have joined me on this broadcast. Before we go, I want to share with you a few things that you can do to stay connected with us. One of the things you can do is to partner with this ministry as we bring the gospel to the lost, because we're having special events. We're having these crusades and conferences here locally, around the nation, and internationally. We have all these things coming up here and around the world, so you can be part of what God is doing by simply going to our website, powerevangelism.net, to partner with this ministry. We also broadcast live on television every week on Sunday at 5 p.m. on this in this region on channel 1361. We also have weekly services that you can come and be part of. If you're interested to come to our service, just go to our website and you get information about it, or call 561-337-908. We also hold crusades locally, internationally, so you can partner with this ministry, because it really gonna help us reach as many as we can to the glory of God. And also get the word out. If someone needs prayer, deliverance, and they're going through some hard time, refer them to us. We're gonna stand with them in prayer, because we're doing what the kingdom of God says, what God says in his word, going into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's what we do, and we don't discriminate. Anybody wants to be free, you're welcome to receive your freedom today, because Jesus is Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believeth him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So God wants you to have supernatural life, victory. And I'm so encouraged that we're able to bring you the gospel through the airwaves to the glory of God. 561-337-908, or go to powerevangelism.net. www.powerevangelism.net. That's our website. And you can be able to go to our website and stay connected. Or you can call 561-337-908. Now, if you want to mail in your prayer requests, or you want to mail in your donations, our P.O. Box is P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. Once again, it's P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. Zip code 33422. God bless you, and I'll be back again next week to bring you an exciting broadcast, because Jesus Lord. 561-337-9018 or powerevangelism.net is our website. God bless you. The best is yet to come, and nothing is impossible. Jesus is Lord. Share your faith while you go shopping, and letting somebody know about Jesus Lord, and Jesus is Lord, and is coming back soon. Have a blessed week. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast, brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.